KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some snow flurries in the air, 22 degrees. We'll look for mostly cloudy skies today with flurries and temperatures in the 20s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The National Weather Service in Des Moines said this morning hazardous weather will impact Iowa this weekend. 1 to 3 inches of snow and blowing snow are expected across much of the state, with 2 to 3 inches in parts of northwest and western Iowa. The snow is forecast to impact travel Saturday night. Roadways will likely become snow-covered and slippery. Blowing snow may greatly reduce visibility at times tomorrow. Tomorrow night and Sunday, travel speeds will likely have to be decreased. And with the cold temperatures, road treatments will not be as effective. You should also be prepared for extremely cold wind chills of minus 25 to minus 40 degrees, especially Sunday morning through Monday morning. Northern Iowa will experience the lowest wind chill values of 35 to 45 degrees below zero during that time frame. As wind chills approach minus 30, frostbite can occur in as little as 10 minutes. Children and the elderly are especially susceptible to frostbite. Be sure to bring your pets indoors this weekend if possible. Dress in layers if you must go out and try to cover as much of your exposed skin as possible. The biggest prize won in Iowa from the drawing for the world's largest ever lottery jackpot was claimed Thursday. 23-year-old Byron Stewart of Ottawa purchased a Powerball ticket that matched the first five numbers in Wednesday's drawing but missed the Powerball for a $2 million prize. Stewart drove to Iowa Lottery headquarters in Clive with his girlfriend, Taylor Kuhlman.
You just never expect it, you know, from a small town. Just a normal couple, you know, you don't think something like this could happen, you know, and it does. It's nice.
Stewart, who works as a security officer at the Winnevegas Casino and Resort in Ottawa, says he and Taylor were in his car Wednesday night when they looked up the Powerball numbers and realized he'd won a big prize.
I screamed, jumped, got out of the car, ran around, hugged, you know. And this is about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and probably woke up a couple people, but... You know, we were just so happy.
Stewart purchased three tickets for the drawing. Because the Ottawa Casey store sold the winning ticket, it will receive a $2,000 bonus. Six other Iowa tickets were also one number away from the jackpot. One of the tickets, worth $100,000, was sold at the B&W Gas and Convenience Store in Walnut. And three tickets purchased in California, Florida, and Tennessee matched all six numbers drawn for a share of the $1.6 billion jackpot. Stewart says he's happy with the $1.4 million he'll collect after taxes.
The biggest thing is I just want to pay some loans off, maybe look around for a house down the road, you know. But biggest thing is I want the money to last as long as we can, you know. I just, you know, I'm only 23. $2 million is a lot of money, but it's not going to make me till I'm 80, you know. So I just want to make it last.
Stewart says he will continue to work, and Coleman said she will as well. This marks the second time this week that a young person in western Iowa has claimed a big Powerball prize. On Monday, another western Iowa man, 23-year-old Joel Dominguez of Sioux City, claimed a $1 million Powerball prize he won in Saturday's drawing. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday of 52-year-old Kim Lavere Hester. The Casey man was taken into custody on a felony charge of OWI third offense, a serious misdemeanor possession of controlled substance charge, and simple misdemeanor charges that include driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hester was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released on Wednesday on $5,000 bond. The sheriff's office said also that on Monday, January 18th, they will be closed due to plumbing repair, and they anticipate being open again on Tuesday, January 19th. Two people were transported to St. Anthony's Hospital in Carroll following an accident early Thursday morning about 9 miles north of Audubon. The sheriff's department said 18-year-old Brianna Schwab of Audubon was driving a pickup southbound on Highway 71 at around 1 a.m. when she hit a patch of ice. The pickup went into the west ditch and rolled over, landing at its top passenger side before coming to rest on its wheels. Schwab and her passenger, 21-year-old Jamie Brower of Defiance, were transported to the hospital. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $10,000. Deputies cited Schwab for failure to maintain control. Brower was cited for open container as a passenger. The accident remains under investigation. Audubon County deputies received assistance at the scene from deputies with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The Creston Police Department reports this morning the driver of a van was cited following an accident Thursday morning on South Peterson Street in Creston. Officials say 23-year-old Cody Cook of Creston was cited for operating a motor vehicle while license suspended and failure to maintain control. Cook had just gotten off of work and was driving a 2005 Dodge Caravan southbound on South Peterson at around 6:30 a.m. Thursday when he fell asleep at the wheel. The van hit the left rear of a parked 2000 Dodge Intrepid, causing a total of $2,000 damage. No injuries were reported. One person was injured during a rollover accident Thursday morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say Tiffany Meyer of Emerson suffered minor injuries and was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. After the pickup she was driving hit a patch of frost and went out of control before rolling over and landing on its top west of Red Oak. The accident happened at around 8:40 a.m. Thursday in the 1400 block of 200th Street. The pickup was totaled in the crash. A county roadside was also damaged. Two teenagers from Union County suffered possible unknown injuries during a single vehicle accident Thursday morning. Authorities say a 1999 Oldsmobile Alero, driven by 17-year-old Brianna Ripperger of Afton, was traveling south on Creamery Road at around 9:30 a.m. when the vehicle hit a patch of frost as it entered an S-curve in the road. The car entered the north ditch and then went into a deep gully. Ripperger and her passenger, 17-year-old Dally McIntyre of Afton, were helped out of the vehicle and gully by a fireman with a ladder. The girls complained of pain but were not transported to the hospital. The car was totaled during the mishap and no citations were issued. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that three men were arrested recently on warrants stemming from a burglary investigation. 34-year-old Justin Parker of Adair, 35-year-old Ian Patterson of Stewart were arrested January 8th, and 24-year-old Joshua Subert of Stewart was arrested January 12th on warrants for burglary in the third and theft in the fifth degree. An investigation into their alleged activities began December 16th after a homeowner on Walnut Trail reported her residence had been broken into. Parker has since posted a $5,000 cash bond and will have his initial appearance on January 14th. Patterson was released on his own recognizance following an appearance before the magistrate, and Subert was being held on bond in the Guthrie County Jail. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Thursday of a woman on a drug charge. Just after 2:30 p.m., officers arrested 32-year-old Mandy Marie Knapp of Red Oak. Knapp was charged with the delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The charges stem from an earlier incident, and Knapp was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $50,000 cash bond. A Red Oak man was arrested Thursday night on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court on an OWI first offense charge. 49-year-old George Wesley Miller was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $1,000 cash bond. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reported yesterday his deputies conducted an investigation recently into the delivery of illegal narcotics in Fremont County. As a result, 20-year-old Jessica Rose Benau of Shenandoah was arrested at around 3:45 a.m. Thursday for delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Benau was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. An investigation into the drug trade in Fremont County continues. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.